It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
All right, honey. It is tea time. Kicking things off with Billie Eilish, who says she felt very hated and has actually just stopped reading Instagram comments altogether.
Do you still read everything that's on Instagram?
No. I stopped like 2 days ago.
Okay.
Literally 2 days ago.
Have you stopped?
I stopped reading comments fully.
Because?
Because it was ruining my life. It's weird. Like the cooler the things you get to do are, the more people hate you. It's crazy.
Wow. Even Billie Eilish feels the hate over on social media. She just accepted a British award, and got very emotional. Just talking about her life and the twists and turns it's taken, and that she says she still to this day gets bullied on the internet.
Yeah, I'm surprised people hate Billie Eilish. Out of all the people out there, she seems like a decent person. Mm. I can't think of a lot of things I don't like about Billie.
Haters gonna hate, but for those people that hate you, there's more that love you, so focus on that.
Hate us cause they ain't us.
That's right. Dwayne Wade's daughter, Zaya, she has come out as she is very amazing. She's setting the standard. She came out as transgender, and she said that she knew her identity at the age of 3.
It was important that Zaya understood that her family has her back, and what people would say and what people think. But she's known that for 9 years, since she was 3 years old.
She's known since she was 3.
She's known since she was 3 years old. Mm-hmm. And along this way, we've asked questions and we've learned.
So I love the Dwayne Wade. I mean, they're really being very public about this to open the conversation up, which I love. And Zaya has done a lot of research, they said, before coming out as transgender. And I think it's just amazing. So she's 12 at this point. Moving on to Ben Affleck, who says the biggest regret of his life was divorce from Jen Garner.
Like, I could get depressed. I could feel like, oh, I've been through a lot and this was hard and that was hard. Or I could be kind of embarrassed. But I have to say, I'm like, I feel so good now. I'm in such a great place. Kids are healthy. You know, life is good.
But he's also doing a lot of reflecting and says that his marriage is falling apart. So he turned to toxic things such as drugs and alcohol mainly. And he really does regret losing the love of his life, Jennifer Garner.
It is hard to work on a marriage or a relationship. I don't think a lot of people realize that. I didn't when I was like dating my wife and now married. My parents were never together, but it's work. And even a good marriage has struggles. I don't think people realize that. Like, you have to put in work, even in the best of marriages. It's not like roses and, I don't know, cake, if you like cake, whatever. It's not the easiest thing in the world.
That's what I tell people that are like, oh, it's so hard when they're dating. I'm like, okay, well, you need to buckle up and, you know, find your communication, because it's a whole different ballgame when you're married. So, it's sad that he regrets that. But Jen Garner has moved on and happy, and hopefully they can be amicable. That's the best thing. And lastly here, the Biebs. Who did he challenge to a fight? We are about to find out.
You challenged Tom Cruise to a fight. Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know. I was just being stupid, to be honest. Not stupid, but I don't think it would be much fun for you.
Yeah. I think if me and you have a fight, you win. I think if you and Tom Cruise have a fight, I back Tom every day of the week.
Absolutely not. I'll try not to let my ego get in the way, but there's absolutely no way. He's not the guy you see in movies.
He is.
He's not.
He's in phenomenal shape.
I start to get frustrated because, like, you're really boiling me up, man. I'm going to fight you, bro.
Well, that would be a good thing.
There is no freaking way Justin Bieber could beat up Tom Cruise.
I don't know.
I realize Tom is short. Tom has studied martial arts. Think of all the movies he's done. There is no way.
See, I think there's no way they wouldn't have some kind of training. So when this first happened, like when he first said that, like about a year ago, mm-hmm. I did some like heavy thinking about this. Mm. And I just think Tom Cruise's age is definitely going to play in a factor. And Justin Bieber's going to get trained by the absolute best. And he's young. He's going to whoop his butt.
I don't think so.
Last Samurai, like Tom Cruise. I mean, he does all his own stunts.
My only thought is this. Anybody can win any time in a fight. It's just one punch is all it takes. I'll give Bieber the benefit of the doubt if it's Bieber with that stash. Because he's a little more aggressive. If he's clean-shaven Bieber, no way. Tom Cruise in 2.
He's got that grit with that stash.
That grit?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm taking T. Cruise, even though he's just a little guy.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
You know that awkward, uncomfortable feeling of when you're in the bathroom brushing your teeth for about 20 minutes because you have a dentist appointment and you haven't been ready for it?
And people are like, why are you brushing your teeth when you're going to get your teeth cleaned at the dentist?
Oh, we will talk about that. So get your toothbrush ready. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.